During the pandemic, there was a massive disinformation campaign that was being led against ivermectin. And it was bizarre because, well, it was government officials and politicians, and they were not in favor of ivermectin being used on humans. But it hasn't stopped and it hasn't ended. Sadly, we still have members of Congress currently, right now, thinking that ivermectin is not used on humans. And don't just take my word for it. Listen to Congressman Jamie Raskin, who had to be corrected because he was saying that it's only used for horses. Take a listen.
Let's start with ivermectin, which I believe is an animal deworming agent that some people were advocating for use to treat COVID-19. Has this been approved as a form of treatment or a cure for COVID-19?
No, it has not, if I may. I should also point out it also has benefit for humans with worms, which is a huge problem in Asia. So it actually won a Nobel Prize because it's an amazing drug, both for animals and humans who have worms.
And it did, in fact, win a Nobel Peace Prize, and well, because it has great, great benefits for humans. And again, folks, it wasn't just members of Congress. It was also the FDA pushing false information. Now, the FDA, because there's been a lawsuit involved in all of this, the FDA just recently was told by the courts that they had to yank down a disinformation tweet, one of the most famous ones, actually, regarding ivermectin use. You guys might remember this one. You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Well, a court told them they had to remove that, which is disappointing because, again, folks, this is the FDA, so this is supposed to be people we could strongly rely on. So I want to bring in a doctor who's very familiar with all the benefits regarding ivermectin. Let's bring in Dr. Syed Haider. He is one of the founders over at mygotodoc.com. Dr. Haider, thank you for joining us. You know, you have been so instrumental for me when it comes to just learning more about ivermectin and how it could benefit humans and what we could use it for. And so I'm really excited to have this segment with you and discuss all of this. I know that you have, you know, we spoke about this prior, but you've spoken to me about how it could be used to treat COVID, long COVID, and as well as cancer and other issues that people might have. So detail that for us and how you could push back on this disinformation campaign that's coming out from our federal government.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really glad to be on with you because I've probably used more ivermectin in more people than anyone else in the United States. And as that earlier clip was suggesting, it's used a lot overseas for, you know, deworming human beings as well as animals. In the US, it's barely used at all. We usually use it for scabies. But nowadays, what we learned, actually, one of the silver linings of the pandemic was that a lot of people realized that ivermectin is like this miracle drug that's useful for so many things. It's not just prevention and treatment of COVID. It's, like you said, long COVID, also vaccine injury, actually. It's one of the best treatments for vaccine injury. Cancer, autoimmune disease, mold toxicity. I mean, I found it really effective for a lot of inflammatory chronic diseases. So the greatest thing about it is there's like basically no downside risk. It's the safest drug I can think of in the formulary amongst all the medications in the world. It's one of the absolute safest. I have never seen a serious side effect from ivermectin. I mean, like a little bit of dizziness or something is the worst that it gets, and then it wears off a few days after stopping. And it doesn't even require you to stop taking it. So, you know, people will recommend you monitor liver function and stuff. Again, it's never caused liver failure, ever. Sometimes you'll see liver enzymes go up. It's not a problem. Doesn't mean you have to stop taking ivermectin. So very safe, very effective, and definitely worth trying if you have a chronic disease, probably of almost any kind. It may be helpful, but definitely if it's got anything to do with spike protein, if there's any kind of cancer involved, and if it's an autoimmune disease, this would be one of the first things to try.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you're saying it could be useful for those who have cancer. How does that work necessarily?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I've published blogs on this. And so it has some effects. I think it was the P53 tumor suppressor gene. So it has anti-inflammatory effects. It has anti-cancer effects. So there's multiple anti-cancer effects, and we don't fully understand why it works. Mm-hmm. But with cancer, generally speaking, what you would want to do is you would want to have a multi-pronged approach, because if you can kill like 99% of cancer, and ivermectin would probably kill 99% of most cancer cells, but if there's 1% remaining that are resistant to the effects of ivermectin, then those will become your entire cancer. Then you'll have a 100%, you know, of the tumor will be actually resistant to ivermectin. So when you're treating something as dangerous as cancer, you need to understand that it will evolve to evade your treatments. So ivermectin definitely is a key part of cancer treatment. You could add fenbendazole, you can add a lot of other things to it as well. There's a whole lot of actually off-label cancer treatments, which gets to another point from that clip of yours that, like, just because it's not approved for cancer doesn't mean you can't use it for cancer. You can use it off-label for whatever you want in the United States of America. You know, physicians do this all the time. Most of the stuff that we prescribe day to day in any clinic in America, mainstream or non-mainstream, is going to be for an off-label indication. The FDA did not specifically approve it for that indication.
Yeah, I remember when the pandemic first happened, I was working at a corporate media outlet and we had a doctor talking about ivermectin. And this was prior before I even knew about your services. And I had reached out to him when I did test positive. And I'm somebody who has asthma. And then whenever I get sick, I usually need a nebulizer or go to the emergency room. After getting COVID, I literally am taking ivermectin. I had no symptoms after that. So for my firsthand experience, I know that this worked for me. And I was so discouraged to see so many people just coming out and saying, no, don't take that, don't use that, because I think it would have had great benefits for so many Americans across the country. But I mean, you offer great services, and I kind of wanted to direct our audience to that because I think it's so important for them to have options, because so many people will kind of shoo you away. I know a lot of the big pharmaceutical companies, they don't want you taking this because it is not as expensive. I wanted to get my ivermectin filled at a Walgreens by me, and I was turned down when I tried doing so. So your services are my go-to doc.com. Give people some options, and then all the ways you just kind of detailed it, it gives them the ivermectin to be used as a tool to treat those issues. So kind of walk us through the services you offer right now on your website.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing before we do that, I just should mention that it actually has antiviral effects for a broad range of viruses, not just COVID-19. So you can actually use it for the flu as well. So this actually in FLCCC and other, you know, non-mainstream protocols for flu, including avian influenza. So it's something to have on hand really for anything that they might throw at us. But in terms of what we offer at My Go-To Doc, really people should take a look because there is something there for everyone and we will beat anyone's price. So a lot of places that offer these off-label medication protocols, they're actually making money on the medicine itself. And so they'll direct you to a pharmacy that kind of is giving them a kickback. We don't do any of that. So we're able to offer ivermectin at much lower prices. And people will go to places like India and China and Mexico trying to get like cheaper drugs, or like they'll get animal drugs from like the animal supply store. Like, we're cheaper than all of those options. Like, there's no reason. You can get it from an American compounding pharmacy through us. And the other thing that people worry about is that compounding pharmacies aren't allowed to put like a, like they have to put like a 1 year expiration date on all their stuff. And it's just like a rule from the FDA that every batch, if it's not tested for like 2 years or 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, you can't say, like, you have to put a 1 year, 6 month or 1 year expiration date as a rule. But the US government actually tested medications in order to save money for the army, so they didn't have to keep buying new medications. And they found out that like medications that are dry, like powders or capsules or tablets, they last like 20 years plus without like serious like diminishment of their potency. So there's really no concern. You can get it for much cheaper. We also offer free registration if you just want to like ask questions. You can actually register for free and ask as many questions as you want for the rest of your life. And then we have med kits, you know, available for travel and all kinds of like emergency med kits that are really popular as well. As well as if you have a vaccine injury or you have long COVID, we can definitely take care of that. There's protocols based around ivermectin and low-dose naltrexone primarily that are super effective. Like 90%, 90, 95% of people, all they really need is to take ivermectin for like a few months and they get over all these spike protein toxicity problems, whether it's from a shot or from long COVID.
That's incredible, though. And folks, right now, when you go over to my go-to-to doc.com, you guys could also secure 10% off by using the promo code BREE. That's BRE. It's definitely a great added bonus that I'd highly recommend you do. Why not save some money while you're there? But you know, you mentioned the vaccine injured. I mean, sadly, we've all got family who are dealing with that. I know I've got a couple of family members on my side, unfortunately. You mentioned that ivermectin is used. How does that work? And then are there any other treatments that you guys do offer as well, to pair up with that ivermectin?
Yeah, so if you go to my go-to stack, which is kind of an affiliated site of mine where we have supplements, you'll find a detox supplement that has natokinase, serrapeptase, bromelain. So these different compounds are really effective for detoxing of the spike protein. And you combine that with the herbal supplement that we have that has curcumin, nigella sativa, dandelion in it. And this is kind of like Peter McCullough's kind of base spike detox protocol, but like super boosted. And it has to be in two separate supplements because the curcumin that's in his protocol has to be taken with food. And then the natokinase and the bromelain are supposed to be taken without food. So they have to be split into two. And then we added some synergistic stuff. So that's a great approach for detoxing. And then medication-wise, you want to be on ivermectin, low-dose naltrexone, and you titrate up the doses over the course of a few weeks. And what we found is some people do great on like 12 milligrams or less, and other people need like 30, 40, 50 milligrams of ivermectin. And this is where a lot of other people kind of drop the ball. You go to some of these other places, they just don't give you enough ivermectin. They'll give you like, just a few capsules, enough for a couple of weeks or something, whether it's for treatment or prevention or for long COVID or vaccine injury. They're just not using enough ivermectin. So when it's not working, it's usually because you didn't use the right dose and you didn't, know that you had to increase the dose. And we give you a protocol for gradually increasing over time. We like to help people do it in a comprehensive way. So we'll give you directions for like lifestyle changes, things like intermittent fasting, sun exposure, sleeping properly, eating differently, an anti-inflammatory, maybe an autoimmune paleo diet, like an elimination diet, and then supplement protocols and then medications. So it's like a three-pronged approach where you're covering all your bases. And some people, like, they don't want to use medications, right? So it's fine. We've got you covered. You can take supplements, you can do lifestyle stuff, and you will get better if you commit to it, right? It's just a matter of how committed you are. And other people kind of lean away from the lifestyle. They just want to use medications, and that's fine too. Wherever you're at, we'll meet you. We'll meet you there.
Yeah. Well, I like all these options. Plus, you also have a weight loss program. So I would just want to recommend to our audience to head over to the website, give it a look for yourself. It's mygotodoc.com. And then when you use the promo code BREE, that's BRE, you're going to get 10% off. So you got to use that promo code, especially nowadays. Everyone can use a little savings these days. So again, guys, it's promo code BREE. That's BRE. Dr. Heider, thank you so much for joining us today. This was so insightful and I learned so much from you. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm gonna say it again. Under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure, and he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's kirkelliottphd.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.